This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, January 5, meditating on God's wonderful deeds. Our reading comes from Psalm 119. I am laid low in the dust. Preserve my life according to your word. I gave an account of my ways, and you answered me. Teach me your decrees. Cause me to understand the way of your precepts, that I may meditate on your wonderful deeds. My soul is weary with sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Keep me from deceitful ways. Be gracious to me, and teach me your law. I have chosen the way of faithfulness. I have set my heart on your laws. I hold fast to your statutes, Lord. Do not let me be put to shame. I run in the path of your commands, for you have broadened my understanding. You've probably noticed that the psalmist uses several words to describe God's law. The writer of Psalm 119 uses law, ways, decrees, precepts, statutes, commands, and word to refer to the same thing. At first glance, the legal associations of these terms might make God's word seem like a heavy set of do's and don'ts weighing on all our actions. But that's not how the psalmist views God's word. In this prayer for deeper understanding of God's precepts, the psalmist connects God's word with God's wonderful deeds. Specifically, the psalmist may be thinking of God's mighty hand and outstretched arm in freeing Israel from slavery in Egypt and bringing them into the promised land. Generally, the psalmist is referring to all of God's mighty deeds on behalf of his people throughout history. It's obvious that in meditating on God's word, the psalmist isn't taking on a heavy yoke of shoulds and should nots. Rather, God's word crowds his mind with memories of God's faithfulness to his people and to the psalmist personally. That's what God's word does for us too. It teaches us about God's deep love for us and his power to save us. Such knowledge allows God's word to work in our hearts, to increase our love for him, and to nourish our desire to serve him in gratitude. Pray with me. Lord, help us to choose the way of faithfulness and set our hearts on your word. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.